Okay, good evening, everyone. Since today was Rosh Chodesh, and tonight and tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh as well, so tonight we're going to discuss some very important halachos in regards to Ya'al V'Yavo. We are actually in the middle of a couple of other halachos in regards to waking up in the morning, and I had some requests about other halachos Be'ez Hashem. In due time, we will get there. But for tonight, it's very important to discuss some basic halachos in regards to Ya'al V'Yavo. We all know that during Shemona Esrei, we add the paragraph of Ya'al V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, on Chol HaMoed as well. And we say it in the bracha of Ritzei. The bracha of Ritzei is the bracha of Avoda, of service to Hashem. And the reason why we have this is that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, in the Beis HaMikdash, we had special korbanos for that day. So we put it there by the bracha of Avoda because it is a bakasha, it's a request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get back the Beis HaMikdash. So then therefore we'd be able to go ahead and bring the korbanos of that day, like the phrases that we say, "V'hashiv es avoda l'dvir beisecha, v'sechazena inenu b'shuv chalatziyan berachamim." Those are brachos, and those are requests for the Beis HaMikdash, in order to bring the special carbon musaf that we had for Rosh Chodesh and for Chol HaMoed. Not to be confused with Al-Hanisim. Al-Hanisim, of course, is thanking Hashem for miracles that He's done for us. That is later in the Bracha of Modim, which thanks Hashem for the saviors that He did for us. That is Al-Hanisim in Modim. But Ya'al V'Yavo is in the Bracha of Ritzei. The halacha is, as I'm sure you all know, that if a person forgets Ya'al V'Yavo and they finished Shemona Esrei, then you need to repeat the Shemona Esrei. We paskin that this is the same for women just as much as men, and a person needs to repeat the Shemona Esrei by Shachris and by Mincha. By Ma'ariv, we say that a person does not go back for by Rosh Chodesh. By Chol HaMoed, they would. By Rosh Chodesh, a person does not go back if they forget Ya'al V'Yavo by Ma'ariv. But by Shachris and Mincha, a person needs to go back. If a person forgets Ya'al V'Yavo, they finish Shemona Esrei, they go back, the halacha comes out that you need to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach Ufi Yagati Lasecha again. The Mishnah Berurah and Kuf Yedalet actually says you do not, but Rav Moshe Feinstein says that's only if you caught yourself in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Over here it's only if you finish Shemona Esrei, so you need to repeat Hashem Svasai Tiftach again. Just one other halacha before we continue with the details of forgetting Ya'al V'Yavo. I know a lot of people, for sure, the men in shul, but I was told that girls do this in school also, that when they're saying the quiet Shemona Esrei, they say, when they get up to Ya'al V'Yavo, they say the words Ya'al V'Yavo out loud. So this way the people next to them will hear them and be reminded to say Ya'al V'Yavo. The Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman Orbach say that it's not proper derech eretz to do that, because a person is in the middle of the quiet Shemona Esrei, so a person should not say that out loud in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Before Shemona Esrei, they bang on the table or something like that to remind everybody to say Ya'al V'Yavo. So the halacha is that there are times that a person can catch themselves before they finished Shemona Esrei. These are a little bit complicated halachos. Perhaps it's worth it to have a pen and paper, but this is something that even the men need to review every once in a while. Let's say you are reading Shemona Esrei and you forget Ya'al V'Yavo. So the halacha is the following. If you didn't say Hashem's name yet in that bracha of v'sechazenu einenu b'shuv chalotziyam ramachamim baruch atah, and then you didn't say Hashem's name yet, and you realize, oi, I didn't say Ya'al V'Yavo, so the halacha is very simple, that you go back to Ya'al V'Yavo, Elokeinu v'lokei v'sinu Ya'al V'Yavo, and then you continue reading v'sechazenu einenu, even if you said those words already, but you say those words again. If you didn't say Hashem's name yet, you simply go back to Ya'al V'Yavo. If you did say Hashem's name already, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, then the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should say Lamdeni Chukecha. I believe we said that already, that pasuk. We mentioned that's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yates, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. Since that's a full pasuk, so what a person should do is just say the words Lamdeni Chukecha, because that is a pasuk after all, even though it really does not belong in Shemona Esrei, but it is a full pasuk. Then you go back to, again, the words Ya'al V'Yavo, or actually to the words Elokeinu v'lokei v'sinu, Ya'al V'Yavo, and you say V'sechazenu einenu again. So far it's pretty simple. Before Hashem's name, you just go back to Ya'al V'Yavo. If you said Hashem, then you say Lamdeni Chukecha, and you go back to Ya'al V'Yavo. If a person said they finished Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMachazir Shechinasei L'Tzion, but they didn't start the Baruch of Modim yet, and then they realize, oh yeah, didn't say Ya'al V'Yavo. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person goes back Two, then you don't go back anywhere. You just simply say modim right at that point. I know myself, and it's embarrassing to say, but I know many times I have forgotten the Alav Yalo. For me, it's the most common that I remember at that point. And then before I start modim, I realize I didn't say Yalav Yalo. So the halacha is that you simply put in modim right at that spot. You simply put in Yalav Yavo right in that spot, and then you continue by saying modim. So that is also simple. You finish Amachzei Shonos Elitzia, then you just simply say Yalav Yavo right over there, and then when you continue from modim. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachazir, or Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachazir Shchinasai, but you didn't say the word Litzion, so then I don't think, it seems from the halacha, that you do not finish off Lamdeinu Chukecha. Besides, it doesn't really make so much sense. Hamachazir Lamdeinu Chukecha. But there are those that don't hold anyways of this whole thing of Lamdeinu Chukecha. What you should probably do in such a situation is finish the bracha on purpose. Say, Shechinosei Letzion or Letzion. And then you say Yalav Yavi right at that point, and then you continue with modim. If a person did start modim already, all the way up until the end of Shmona Esrei, before they took three steps back, or before they said the final Yul HaRatzon, then the halacha is that a person goes back to the words Ritzei. You go back to Ritzei, that's the one that's a little bit confusing, that if you already said the word Modim, and you have not finished Shmona Esrei yet, then you go back to Ritzei, you continue Ritzei with Yalav Yavo, of course, and then you continue Visechazena, and you continue repeating all that you really said before. Once you have finished Shmona Esrei, then, like we said before, you need to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. So that is the order of when a person can catch themselves. If a person is not sure if they skip the Yalav Yavo, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that a person needs to repeat, because we assume that you didn't say it like you are used to. You're not used to saying Yalav Yavo, so we assume that you did not say it. But that's only if you're not sure. If you know you didn't say it, then we have these halachos that if you're not sure, we say that it's basically the same as if you know you didn't say it, because we assume you didn't say it. And if you realize before Hashem, you just simply go back. If you said Hashem, you say Lamdeinu Chukecha, and then go back to Yalav Yavai. If you finish the bracha Machzir Shchinasei Letzion, you just say it right over there and continue Maidim. And if you started Maidim already, then you go back to Ritzei. And if you finish the Shmona Esrei totally, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Now, you may be aware that Rosh Chodesh has very special significance for women. It's even like a minor holiday. It's a reward. And the reason why it's a reward for women is, the Torah says, for not contributing jewelry to the Egel Hazav, the terrible aveira of the Egel Hazav that Klal Yisrael did by Matan Torah. And women did not give gold for the Egel Hazav. And because of that, they were rewarded, and they were rewarded with the day of Rosh Chodesh. Because of that, women, the Paiskim tell us very special things for Rosh Chodesh in regards to women, and we'll get to that in a moment. But why is there a reward Rosh Chodesh? What does one have to do with the other? Not partaking of the Egel, and their reward is Rosh Chodesh. What's the connection? So the Mayam Loyes in Kisisa says a very nice pshat. He says that each month has a different mazel that I'm sure you know of. Each month has a different mazel. The mazel of the month of Nisan, the first month of the year, the mazel is a tle. And the tle is the same as an egel, a small calf. And the reason why Klal Yisrael chose an egel is because that was the head of the 12 months. The head, the first month, is Nisan. That is the most choshev mazel. It's the most important mazel. And they wanted that to be their Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, whether it was Avodah Zarah, wasn't Avodah Zarah, but it was a terrible Avera. They chose the Egel, they chose the Tzleh to be the top, to be in charge of them. Women did not want to be under the Mazalos. They wanted to be only under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only under Hashem's rule. They didn't want to be in charge, to be ruled by the Mazalos, to be ruled by the Tzleh, by the Egel. So therefore, the reward was that Rosh Chodesh, which Rosh Chodesh is the head of the month, and that represents the month, that represents the 12 months, the 12 Rosh Chodeshim represent the 12 months, since they didn't want to be under Tleh, which is the head of the mazel of each month, that's the most important mazel of all the months, so they were rewarded with the head of the month, which is Rosh Chodesh. And because of that, I know today, I taught in the Beis Yaakov today, that many high schools have a rule that even if the girls need to wear a certain a certain uniform, but on Rosh Chodesh they're allowed to wear other types of clothing. And it's not just simply, oh, let's give them a break once a month. It's because Rosh Chodesh is something special for women. It's nice to wash on Rosh Chodesh, especially for women. There are those that have a meaning not to do certain types of malacha, whether it's laundry or laborious malacha on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is special for women. And we should, all of us should, especially the women, should take the opportunity to use the day of Rosh Chodesh special, whether it means making sure to daven, making sure to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is a very special month, a very special day for women in Klal Yisrael. Okay, everybody should have a good night.